Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of message does that send the guys in the clubhouse? These are the same guys that had a players-only meeting the night before. So they have a players-only meeting. Hey, guys, we got to turn this around, stop winning. Then you have a pitcher like Noah Cameron come out there, have 7 strikeouts in a limited time pitching, on a roll, rocking. I mean, you need to win a game. That was a winnable game. You got to salvage something at home. And you have a pitcher that you took out that threw 102 pitches against the Yankees the performance before, and he had 83. That's the part you have to understand. All right, these guys just had a players-only meeting. That means they're serious. They're serious about winning. So it's not just the fan, you know, in row 10 complaining about Noah Cameron coming out. It's the guys in that clubhouse. It's the guys in that dugout saying, well, what are we pulling him for, man? We have a chance to win a game here. We just did that big speech last night, and we're pulling a guy on a roll? Why are we doing this? So forget about the fans. Think about the players.
Yeah, I know I'm going to be in the minority on this. This is just how they're going to operate as an organization. That is not just a Matt Quattrero.
I understand that, but why go 102 pitches and then just 83? Yeah. That part doesn't make any sense. I understand if you say 80 pitches is the limit. No, you know, and against the Yankees, you pull him out after 80, that's the limit. But because, when he goes 102 and then he goes to 83, that's where you have your questions.
Simplest way to answer that, I would say, because baseball's not the same every single night. There's so many different factors that go into it. It is not as simple as just saying by a strict pitch count, 85 versus 100. And it is never as simple as that. This organization, this is where I think the Q stuff gets a little interesting. The decisions, whether it's lineups, whether it's pulling a pitcher early, I think we should all recognize in 2025, especially literally in the last probably 5 to 10 years of baseball, front offices are way more involved with these decisions than people realize.
Oh, and you know this, 100% Bank. Like, you, think that wasn't on him.
That's what I'm saying. Is like,
100% I don't think
people have
him.
To recognize this is an organizational type of decision, and you may not like it. That's how they operate. I'm just telling you, they are going to operate this regime, Matt Quattrero obviously included in that. They're going to operate off of analytics, and so if they are looking at the quote unquote odds of something being in their favor, they are going to go with the numbers more. Now, you can disagree with the philosophy, but if you're asking me why one day it's 100 pitches and why another day it's 85, it is because in that circumstance, whether it's a right-handed batter and Jacob Wilson coming up to the plate or a number 9 hitter coming up to the plate, the odds are going to look different, even if somebody's at 100 or 85. The argument and the issue, I think, true, if fans are upset with it, that means your issue with him, and this is fair, would be you want him to manage more off of feel and the vibes, you know, and that's not how they are ever going to operate.
And it means
it's going to set yourself up for situations where it can backfire. And that's what happened, right? If the player goes out and performs when they pull him, then nobody's having this conversation.
I understand that, but you let him go 102 against a much better hitting team in Aaron Judge and New York Yankees than against the freaking Sacramento A's.
But that's not, the odds but, are not, the, not, the odds are not it, strictly basing it. It's is, not as simple as that.
But you have to look at the big picture, though. You're saying this team had a players-only meeting the night before.
Yeah,
this
cares,
team
honestly.
Is desperate for a win where they have freaking Mark Canha speak. We're not pulling Noah Kammer. We're letting him go another inning. We're letting him go more.
You're acting like the players think John Schreiber sucks, though. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to say that the players are upset.
I guarantee you, if you did anonymously with these players, how many of them were thrilled that Cameron got pulled from that game? I bet it's very, very minimal because they wanted to win that damn game. And they see Cameron
pulled. Those players probably also believe that John Schreiber can help them win a baseball game.
But still, though, seeing Cameron pulled from that game probably pissed them off.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. You're saying is things are so bad right now that you think, regardless of the way that they have done things, if it's analytics, let's say the analytics say that you need to pull him now. Disregard the analytics and go off of this guy is dealing right now, and we need to win a game, and I'm going to roll with this guy.
Look who he's playing, 28 win team. This is not the New York Yankees. Oakland, Sacramento, Vegas, whatever you want to call them, A's. You know, you just had a players only meeting. This team is desperate to get a win. But his homestand was going to be a losing one, six straight. There's a chance to win the game. I'm not saying go the complete game, which they used to do, but just another inning, man.
What you're saying is not crazy. I'm just telling you, though, that what you're once again, if you mention players only meetings, that means we're talking about the vibes and the feels again. And that's not how this regime is going to operate. We can disagree on it, but I'm just saying, like, if you're asking why it happened this time or this time, why didn't they factor in the players only meeting? Matt Quatrero and this current JJ Picoult, this front office, they are not going to go off of the feels and the vibes. And you can make an argument that they should more. That's fine if that's your point, but that's not how they're up. And they've been consistent.
In that situation, yes.
They didn't do that last year.
Okay, in certain situations, I get it. Analytics, I get it. You don't want to burn a guy's arm out, I get it. But certain situations dictated this team needed to find a way to win a damn game. And they had somebody out there just absolutely dealing, throwing seven strikeouts in five innings pitched. And you're pulling him out after 83 pitches. I'm just saying, it's one thing. You don't have to worry about the fans, or you don't have to worry about us talking about the game the night before. It's the dudes in the clubhouse, the dudes that stood up and had a meeting the night before about doing everything we can to win a game. And then you have someone out there like Noah Kammerer taking that to heart, saying, all right, here's seven strikeouts in five innings. Oh, you're pulled from the game.
So then John Schreiber wasn't in that same meeting. He wasn't trying to go and win baseball games.
Even he would probably say Noah Kammerer should have pitched another inning.
Yeah, if your take is that they should rely on analytics less, then that's a fine point, but that's not how this regime, then you're asking for a completely different regime. That's not where they're at as an organization right now. Yeah. And last year, by the way, they operated the same way last year.
They needed that win.
And last year, they operated the same way.
Yep.
That's all.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.